From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. officials say that four Russian cruise missiles crashed in Iran, falling short of their target in Syria. There's no information on the damage. Russian Defense Ministry denies any missiles went awry and that all fired from ships found their targets. Russia on Wednesday ramped up its air campaign in Syria for the first time, launching cruise missiles from the Caspian Sea. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg.
I call on Russia to play a constructive role in the fight against ISIL. But Russian actions and the support to the regime are not helpful.
Mr. Stoltenberg said the alliance will double the size of its rapid response force to 40,000. UN envoy for Libya, Bernardino León, has announced that the proposal for a new unity government for the divided nation in what he could be a key step toward ending 4 years of chaos and political turmoil. Under the plan, a member of the Tripoli-based parliament, Fayez Sarraj, was named prime minister. He would have three deputies. Six ministers would make up the presidential cabinet. The proposed unity council still faces significant hurdles. Rival parliaments, that is, in Tripoli and in the east must approve the unity government. Warring militias also must agree. Rwanda's Supreme Court cleared the way for President Paul Kagame to run for a third 7-year term when his current term expires in 2017. Court ruled Thursday that amending the Constitution to remove the current 2-year limit for presidents is legal as long as the process respects the law. This is VOA News. Doctors Without Borders says that 33 people are still missing after last week's U.S. airstrike on the International Medical Charities Hospital in Kunduz, Afghanistan. Medical group says 9 of the unaccounted for patients and 24 were staff members. 22 people were killed in the airstrike, which the U.S. called a mistake. Leading contender to become Speaker of the Republican-led U.S. House of Representatives unexpectedly dropped out of the race on Thursday. California Congressman Kevin McCarthy had been seeking to replace House Speaker John Boehner ahead of Boehner's retirement at the end of October.
We should put this conference first. And I think there's something to be said for us to unite. We probably need a fresh face.
McCarthy's path to the Speaker's office was made more difficult when two other congressmen, Jason Chaffetz of Utah and Daniel Webster of Florida, announced their candidacies. John Boehner announced his resignation last month after a 25-year career in the House. Last 5 years as Speaker, his authority was constantly challenged by hardline conservatives. Volkswagen's top U.S. executive apologized over the massive emissions testing scandal engulfing the German automaker. Michael Horn testified Thursday before members of the U.S. House of Representatives over the scandal involving almost 500,000 of its clean diesel vehicles in the U.S.
On behalf of our company and my colleagues in Germany and me personally, I would like to offer a sincere apology for Volkswagen's use of software program that served to defeat the regular emissions testing regime.
Mr. Horn said Volkswagen takes full responsibility for its actions and is working with all relevant authorities in what he called a cooperative way to determine how to make things right. Volkswagen used software to cheat the system by switching pollution controls on during emission tests, but shutting them off during normal driving. Volkswagen admitted that 11 million of the German carmaker's diesel vehicles worldwide contained the software. The Nobel Prize Committee in Stockholm, Sweden, has awarded this year's Nobel Prize in Literature to Belarusian journalist Svetlana Alexievich. She has written books on the human impact of the Chernobyl disaster, the 10-year Soviet-Afghanistan war, and Soviet and post-Soviet history. Her work relies heavily on oral history and first-person perspectives. The Nobel is the latest and most prestigious of string of awards Alexievich has received for her work.
That's the latest world news from VOA.